We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Longtime big league pitcher, now analyst for the Reds, of course, for a long time. The great Jeff Brantley with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jeff, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing good, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. I mean, it's good to have sports back. It's in a weird way, but it's got to be weird for you, right? Not going on the road, calling these games. Where are you guys set up for these road games?
We do all of ours from in the booth at Great American Ballpark.
Is it bizarre doing it?
You know, I did this a few times when I was at ESPN when we had the first year of the World Baseball Classic. So I've done this before. It doesn't make it any less weird, but at least I've had this experience once before.
Hey, let's talk about this series. Reds-Indians, of course, they split down there in Cincinnati. You know, last night's game, I think you guys kind of gifted to us a little bit. We haven't hit since the season began.
Three hits.
Yes, crazy. What did you think about last night's game? Bieber was great, but again, the Indians' bats still struggling.
Yeah, I was impressed with Bieber. I thought he only made two mistakes, and they both happened to be home runs to dead center field. And I was impressed with the kid the night before and Zach Plesac. You know, when you're watching Sonny Gray and Luis Castillo and Trevor Bauer every day, you guys watch Bauer, so you know when he's on, he's pretty tough. It kind of makes you appreciate it when you see two guys back to back that matched up awfully good. If our bullpen hadn't imploded last night, we would have probably had two wins. But you know that you got to play all nine.
Jeff, let's talk about, you mentioned Bauer. I want to get to him in a minute, but let's talk about one of the new additions, and that's Nicholas Castellanos. You know, this guy was a good player, a really good player in Detroit, and then he gets traded to the Cubs last year, and it was like everything changed for him. He went from good to he was phenomenal there, and now he's been phenomenal since you guys have had him. Since getting out of Detroit, he's played 62 games between the Cubs and the Reds, has 22 homers, and 59 RBIs in 62 games. Crazy.
It is crazy. Watching him last year in a Cubs uniform, we really didn't get to see him much when he was in Detroit. And, you know, the Tigers weren't playing very well, not a whole lot of national coverage. So you heard of him a little bit, but not to where you could appreciate what he does. Last year with the Cubs, we got to see him a little bit. And I just kind of notice the guys that play with an edge. It just reminds me of some teammates and some guys I played with back when I was playing. And to see a guy this day and age have the edge every single day. I mean, walks to the plate and he looks like he is upset before he even gets in the box. And that's the kind of stuff. I mean, I love playing with guys like that. And that's how Castellanos is. And for a guy that plays that hard, I mean, we had our opening day game, and they took him out of right field for a pinch runner for Jankowski, and he was so upset that when the game was over, he didn't even go back in the locker room. He was standing in right field waiting for our outfield coach to come out there and hit him some balls because he didn't want to get taken out of the outfield for defensive reasons.
I love that, and I think he may, you know, and the Reds – you know, this is kind of like the White Sox in the AL Central. Like, this is supposed to be the year that the Reds get in the mix with the other good teams in the division. And obviously the team's good on paper. And I think having a guy with that edge, not that they don't have other guys with edge, they certainly do, but and Bauer's one of them. But that's infectious, Jeff, isn't it, for the whole lineup?
I believe that it is. I've always believed that it is. And there's been – talk around here in Cincinnati for years about what kind of leadership is in that locker room. Are we pushing the young guys in the right direction? I mean, we've spent 5-6 years just getting our brains beat in, and it just seemed like there was no direction. Well, there is a direction this year, and the direction is up, and it's about time here in Cincinnati.
Hey, Jeff, you mentioned Trevor Bauer. We had him in Cleveland for a while. Great pitcher. Kind of strange. Sometimes he's off. Sometimes he's in a good mood. You never know what you're going to get with Trevor Bauer. How has he been? How has he been in Cincinnati with you guys?
All of those things and then some. But the thing about it, and you guys know this, you have no issue with a guy as long as he does his job. There are going to be quirks for everybody. Some guys like to talk a lot. Some guys like to video. They like to be on Twitter. They like to do the things that Bauer does. The bottom line in Cincinnati is do your job and do it good. And this guy he's come to the party every time. The game that he pitched in Detroit last time out, he had nothing. And it was probably the least amount of physical tools that he had on game day. But yet he threw a shutout for 7 innings and didn't want to be taken out of the game, retired the last 13 in a row. He figured out a way to get it done. You got to love those guys.
We're talking with former big league pitcher, Reds analyst, Jeff Brantley. Jeff, let's talk about tonight's starter for Cincinnati, T.J. Antone. I was watching that game where he came in relief against the Cubs, and the Cubs, I believe, were up 7-0 or 8-1 at the time. And he came in there against a lineup that had been on fire that day, and he really shut them down. I think he gave up one home run, if I remember correctly, a solo shot. But besides that, I thought he pitched extremely well. Where did this guy come from? Because I'll be honest, I hadn't heard of him before that. And what do you expect from him, and how long might he go tonight?
Well, we have heard of T.J. Antone going 2.5 years back. I remember Tom Browning was coaching Antone in the minor leagues, and it was the last year that Browning coached down there. And when he came back to the big league club, I remember him telling me and Marty, he said, look for this Antone kid. He said, he's got a good arm. He's big kid. He's aggressive, and he's just now learning how to pitch, but he's going to be good. Well, here we go 2.5 years later, and the guy's in the big leagues. And the thing that you really have to like about this kid is he's accelerated his velocity. I mean, he's moved up a tick or two on the gun. His breaking ball is much sharper. I don't know if that's just from working with Derek Johnson and Caleb Cotham during this time that we've had where everybody's been out and he hasn't really been able to pitch, but yet he's been working with this big league staff. But this is not the same T.J. Antone that we saw in spring training last year. I mean, he throws the ball much harder. He's much more confident, and he throws a lot of strikes. He's not your typical kid that comes to the big leagues and is afraid of the strike zone. He was about as aggressive, and you guys mentioned it, he was about as aggressive as anybody I've seen against the likes of Bryant, Rizzo, and Schwarber and those guys. I mean, that just doesn't usually happen for a young pitcher.
Hey, what do you make of Votto? You know, his power has been down, or at least it was down last year. But, man, he's got 3 home runs already. He smacked one in the first game against us that it really helped you guys. What do you think about Joey Votto?
I think Votto has been refueled by the energy on this club. Guys like we talked about earlier with Castellanos and having Moustakas here, there's just a little more added pressure to perform. And I think Votto thrives on that. I think as you age as a player, you're looking for some new hype, some new energy. And I think those two guys have brought it. I think it's as crazy as this sounds, it's internal competition. Votto doesn't want to get left off the ride. He wants to be in the first car. And he does what he does best. He battles, he sits up there and makes sure you throw strikes. If he gets a pitch that he can hit in our ballpark, he can hit it out.
We're talking with you, no doubt. We're talking with Jeff Brantley, Reds analyst, former. He's helping my fantasy team, so I like that. Jeff, let's talk about Sonny Gray, who pitched the other day for the Reds. And, you know, it's an interesting story because he first comes up with Oakland, right? He's great. He's great when he first comes up. First 3 years, he's an all-star his third year. And then at the end of his time at Oakland, he struggles. He goes to the Yankees. You know, some guys don't work in New York for whatever reason. Maybe he would have turned it around there eventually, but he didn't pitch well. And since he's come over to you guys last year, this guy's been lights out. I mean, fantastic. Hasn't missed a start. He's been great. What's the biggest difference for him since coming to Cincinnati?
Yeah, Sonny has been kind of a rebirth, refocus. I think New York got his attention. The first taste of failure that the kid's probably ever had. And getting back to Cincinnati, getting back with his college pitching coach, Derek Johnson, who had him at Vanderbilt, I think there was some tweaks in, and not just stuff, but confidence. I mean, to play this game and get beat down like Sonny did in New York, that's tough on your mojo. And if you're going to be a number one starter, and Sonny Gray is a number one starter, you've got to go out there with your team expecting to win every day and being able to pitch some quality ball games. And I think after the first start that we had here at Great American last year, which was not real pretty for Sonny, he pitched against the Pirates and didn't pitch very well. Yeah. After that start, he has not given up six hits in a ball game since. I mean, he has just been dealing. It's a totally different focus for this guy on the mound. And I think that's the key. I don't think it's just stuff. I think it's focus and intensity on the hill.
Yeah, Jeff, obviously going into the season, everybody thought this would be a four-team race and the Pirates stink, but the other teams in this division are all real good. Obviously, the Cubs are off to a real good start, and they're out front, but there's still a long way to go. How do you see this division ending up? And could we see four teams make the playoffs for this division even?
I don't think we'll see four from this division. I think that would be a virtual impossibility. I think that there's just too many teams that are going to beat up on each other. I don't think the Cubs are going to run off and hide. I don't think they have the bullpen to do that. I think the biggest issue for these clubs is going to be starting pitching. And I think that's why a lot of people were picking the Reds, because they've got some starters in line. But yep. Now that Wade Miley's down, you're seeing guys like T.J. Anton. Tyler Malley is coming back into the mix. How deep are teams going to be? I think you need more than just five starters in this day and age, because you never know who's going to fail the test and can't come to the ballpark. How crazy is that?
Nuts.
Yeah. Nuts. Hey, Jeff, let me ask you about the seven-inning doubleheaders and the runner on second base. What are your thoughts on those?
I hate it. I hate the runner on second base. The seven-inning doubleheader, you know, we did that in college, and we did the first game, the first two games in Detroit. They went really quick. I'll be honest with you, fellas. If you're broadcasting a doubleheader, that's the way to go, because the games were fast. They were exciting, and, I mean, they were done before you know it. 30 minutes later, you're starting game two, and it's over. It was fun baseball. I think people in the stands would have really enjoyed that. The runner on second base, I hear people talking about it all the time, like, oh, we love that, and whatever. With that, I don't want the guy at second base. If I'm the guy that's coming in there in the 10th inning, I want you to earn the right to be at second base. I'm not looking to finish the game real fast. That's up to my offense. I can't stand that runner at second. So how's that for an opinion?
I figured as an old school relief pitcher, especially a relief pitcher back in the day who pitched more than one inning at a time, I figured you wouldn't like that rule.
It grinds me, fellas. It grinds me.
Hey, Jeff, by the way, I always wonder if guys remember this, especially for a pitcher. I looked it up. I don't know if you remember or not, but who did you get your first hit against in the big leagues?
My first hit?
Yeah, your first hit.
Brian Holton, Dodger Stadium. I got a save that day. Boom.
Nice job. Do you think every pitcher remembers the pitcher they got to hit the first hit off of?
If you hit like I did, you remember it, believe me.
Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of which, we're not seeing pitchers hit anymore. I'm a National League fan and an old school baseball fan, but I like the universal DH. It certainly helps the Reds because they got a deep lineup. What do you think of it?
I like it. I over the last 5 or 6 years, it's almost like pitchers come to the plate. They can't bunt. They can't swing. They do nothing. I mean, it's worthless. It's like a worm on the ground. You're getting stepped on. So having a DH in the game, at least it provides some excitement. It's been great for the Reds. You're right.
Hey, Jeff, I wanted to throw one more thing at you because I know you were on that 89 Giants team, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I think about that series. That was a great series, the NL series against the Cubs. And that whole series, nobody could get out Will Clark or Mark Race, that whole series. They both were ridiculous. What was that like watching from your perspective?
It was, that was my rookie year. And so all of it was just like fast forward. You're just trying to take it all in. Being in the playoffs your first year in the big leagues is, I mean, you can't really breathe. I mean, it's just crazy. You're just coming to the ballpark, your hair's on fire, and you're just trying to make sure you don't drop the ball on the mound. It was awesome. And having a teammate in college like Will Clark, step up there in a huge situation against Greg Maddux and hit a grand slam. It was a great series for both of us, but especially for him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Jeff, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, fellas, you have a good one. Let's have a good game tonight, man.
You too.
Yeah,
Jeff
thanks,
Brantley.
Jeff.
Jeff Brantley was an excellent relief pitcher and a good analyst for the Reds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.